One of the things we have been looking at is how many visits does it take to get that non-operative diagnosis. And for the invasive cancers, 89% is the one visit average. And the dark green at the top is how you get to this 96% in having more than one visit. But what we want to spend a little bit of time thinking about is, again, these outliers. And we've got these outliers here, which are in southwest, two in the northwest, one in East Midlands and one in South East Coast, where it's less than 75% at the first visit. And then perhaps more worryingly, if you look at the non-invasive cancers, we've got this little tail down here where you've really got very small proportions, and these are the ones where it's less than 25%. So perhaps, do you want to talk about those, Neil?
It is interesting because clearly there are 5 or 6 units there where 20%, or they're not diagnosing 80% of their non-invasive cancers at the first visit, although subsequent visits they are making the diagnosis. So it begs the question, what are they doing at the first visit? I don't know whether any of the regional reps have been able to comment on that. Can we make sure you use the microphones, please, or if you're going to comment?
Mike Ryan, QA manager for the South East Coast. The unit there is on the extreme left-hand side. The reason that they're so low is it's not 2 visits for a core biopsy. They're actually having to have their core biopsy at a second visit because the stereotactic core biopsies, they can't do it because they don't have the clinic space. So there's only one core biopsy being performed.
But the patient's having to come twice.
They're coming back twice, yes.
And nothing's been done at the first visit?
No.
It's a bit of a waste of a visit, I would have thought.
It's all to do with clinic space. And this unit, they're actually looking at having a new unit built.
So they clearly are outliers, and there's a problem.
That's
the point I was going to make. I think it seems as if there's a policy to have the stereo biopsies done at a separate visit. That's the only reason that's the only reason I can think of that there would be such a difference between the preoperative diagnosis rate at first visit for DCIS versus invasive. Presumably, some units are doing ultrasound-guided biopsies at the first visit, but are rescheduling the stereos. But it strikes me that, you know, that a little management could sort that out, because it should be pretty obvious which ones are going to need a stereo biopsy, and why you'd bring them to a visit where they couldn't have one and reschedule it just beats me, in context of planning.
Matthew?
Matthew Wallace, radiologist. I'm very confused. I thought it was
the
number of biopsies.
No, this is the number of visits to get a non-operative diagnosis. So did you get it at the first visit, or did you get it after a number of visits?
I'm confused because I always thought it was number of times the patient came and had a needle put in, because that's what it says in the text. And Sean, am I getting this wrong? Because we don't ask for whether they came back. We ask for the number of times we've had a core in the data.
We can double check what it is.
We need to double check.
I've been
berating the radiologist for sticking to people having multiple needles.
We'll double check what we've pulled off the MBSS.
I suspect, Matthew, just looking at this data, that it's they're having visits and not having any biopsies done.
I think the explanation we've had for this one would suggest that it is the number of visits rather than the number of calls.
It would be more back to the drawing board.
Okay, shall we move on from that one?